This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
Before we get into what we are going to talk about today, you've got a special event coming up. Why don't you give us a heads up on that?
We do. We're going to be collaborating with Mountain Heritage High School and the FHA and the Prime Committee out there. And what we're going to do, and we don't have an exact date for this yet, we think it's going to be the 19th of March or the 26th of March, but we're going to have an event at the town center where we're going to have some fun with prom dresses being donated and hopefully some tuxedo rentals being donated. But apart from that, we're going to have an educational piece talking about safe prom, date rape drugs, that type of thing. We're going to give you more as far as exact dates in the future. But what I'm asking, we're a private nonprofit. We can give you a tax receipt. But if people would please donate good, pretty prom dresses, halfway new, unless you have some true vintage that's in really good shape from the 60s or 70s for kids that might want to go vintage. But think about giving us some nice prom dresses. They can be new, or they can be slightly used. But think about that. There are kids in our county and who cannot afford, and in Mitchell County, can't afford a nice prom dress. What we're going to do, we'll give you the tax receipt, and then we're going to sell them, and we'll give the places where we're going to sell them later at just a small fraction of the cost, like maybe $10, $15, $20. And then that money is going to go back to the prom committee for kids who can't afford the prom tickets.
Okay, and so if people have something to donate, we'll give you a phone number at the end of the show. You can give Samantha a call and talk with her about
exactly
where to drop that off and so forth. You ran across an interesting article about a guy who's got some real problems and some things he's doing about it. And basically the message is looking at the positive side of things rather than the negative.
Right. Several months ago, or even a year or so ago, I read an article that Tom Swift wrote with the Asheville Citizen Times. And Tom Swift is a minister and also a counselor. And he's a chaplain with Care Partners, hospice and care services in the Asheville area. And he wrote an article that meant a lot to me. He discovered that he had ALS, and he realizes he's dying, and it's a horrible way to die. But instead of focusing on the negatives, he's decided to start focusing on positives. And I read an article that he wrote where he was trying to talk to people through this article. The message he's sending is appreciate now, appreciate the moment, appreciate the grass under your feet, and being able to feel, touch, smell, swallow. You know, eventually his disease will progress to the point where he will not be able to chew or swallow his own food. And we take so many things for granted. And we want to be angry and fuss about this, that, and the other, and we don't appreciate right now. And my point in all this is, in the jobs that we do, David, we see women and men who say, well, I'm going to be happy later on down the road. You know, I'm going to get out of this mess later. Well, especially if we're raising children, I got out of my bad situation when my child was like 2. If I had stayed in it for one more year, that would have been a third of her life that I would have put her through a bad situation. So if you can't get out of a bad situation for yourself, then think about your children. That we don't get those young years back, and that time is precious.
And that's really why we're here on these, doing these radio programs and writing news articles and speaking to groups, is because we're trying to tell people that you don't have to be stuck where you are.
No.
There is hope, and give us a call, and we'll work with you, mm-hmm. and try to work with a plan to. You got to have a plan. There's a commercial on TV about retirement that says you got to have a plan. Well, to get out of a bad situation in domestic violence, you've got to have a plan. It's not easy.
Exactly.
And we can
help give you that plan where it'll be safe to get out, and we will work with you on that. But life is precious, and time is precious, and the years just keep ticking along. So we'll be very happy to talk with you about a safe plan for you and your family. And,
right. And you don't necessarily have to even come into our shelter to have a plan and get out. I mean, not everybody has to go through the shelter to get out of a situation, but call us, and let's give them a phone number where they can get in touch with you.
In Yancey County, to donate prom dresses, the number is 678-3436, in Mitchell County, they could also probably benefit from prom dresses, and David's going to give you that number. Our crisis line is 682-0056.
And Mitchell County, you can call us at Safe Place 24 hours, 765-4044. I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember, stopping domestic violence begins with who?
It begins with me and you.